Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I sure hope everyone's doing well today. What do you say we take a little short break, about a 5-minute break, talk about fun stuff like hunting and fishing and spending time in the outdoors? How many of you have hunted deer? And if you're from Texas or Oklahoma, chances are wild hogs from a hunting blind. I'm going to bet all of you have. This past week, I did my newspaper column on hunting blinds I have known. And these blinds that I've hunted from go back to the 60s. When I was 11 years old in 1961, I hunted from my first, quote, blind. And that blind happened to be about a 10-inch limb on a pine tree, about 8 or 10 foot up in the tree. My brother-in-law stuck me in that tree and said, "You stay right here till after dark. We're going to come by and pick you up after we get through hunting." I stayed on that limb for about, I don't know, an hour, miserable hour, as I remember, even for an 11-year-old. Then I climbed down, sat in the pine straw at the base of that tree. Didn't see any deer, but I even back then, I was thinking, there's got to be a better way to, more comfortable way to hunt deer, you know? Well, there is. We progressed from sitting on a limb in a tree to nailing steps up a tree to a forked limb and putting a couple of two-by-fours down, making a seat. So I hunted from a bunch of stands like that, too. Pretty basic and honestly, looking back, pretty crude and uncomfortable, but better than a limb on a tree. Now, back in the 70s, I remember the first climbing tree stands, and they were partially wood, partially metal, and pretty crude affairs looking back. And I'll tell you, not the safest climbing devices, but you ratchet yourself up a tree in these old school climbing stands, and you know, that's your hunting platform. Take a pull rope and pull your bow or your whatever your hunting weapon up, and you're ready to hunt. Not the most safe stands as I remember them. But then the climbing stands went to the next level. Nowadays, climbing stands are very safe, and although they are made for an agile person that could climb, now those old ones back in the day, you needed to have the climbing skills of a utility blindman to climb up and use them. So then the climbing stands, which are in use today. Then the lock-on stands, where you put steps up a tree, usually made out of aluminum, and they ratchet to a tree. You go up the tree, and you lock on your lock-on stand. These are great for hunting in national forest or public lands where you can't leave a stand up for a long, long time. The stands that I've used to hunt it from trees is the ladder stand, about the past 12 years. And to my way of thinking, they are the safest. You put them together on the ground, you lean them up in a tree, and you go up and you ratchet them up with a strap, and you, when you get ready to hunt, you just climb up the ladder. You've got your pull rope up there, pull your bow up or your rifle, whatever, and you're ready to hunt. So that's a pretty safe way to hunt, the safest way I know to hunt from a tree. But there's something nice about having four walls and a roof over your head. I've built all kind of plywood stands through the years with sheet metal roofs. They weigh a ton, but I discovered the snap-lock hunting blinds about, 9 years ago now. These things are made out of, they're plastic covered, very durable plastic. I don't know what they use, but they last. And an insulating material in the middle. So they're four walls with windows built in, a roof. Basically, all you have to do when you get in the woods is pack these pieces back, snap them together. There's locking lugs, and then there's snap ties that really strengthen them up. And I had one, a 4x4. They make a 4x4 and a 4x6, but I had a 4x4 in the woods for 9 years, and we recently moved it over to my buddy's place where I do a lot of hunting right now. So lots of different stands. The main thing is, now is a good time if you don't have your stand in the woods. Get that thing set up and get ready to hunt. We are out of time. Do remember catfishradio.org, folks, and I'll see you next week.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all my night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.